Chapter 20, The Hour of Triumph. "Special announcement," said the loudspeaker in a pompous voice. "The management of the fair takes great pleasure in presenting Mr. Homer L. Zuckerman and his famous pig. The truck bearing this extraordinary animal is now approaching the infield. Kindly stand back and give the truck room to proceed." In a few moments, the pig will be unloaded in a special judging ring in front of the grandstand, where a special award will be made. "Will the crowd please make way and let the truck pass by? Thank you." Wilbur trembled when he heard his speech. He felt happy but dizzy. The truck crept along slowly in low speed. Crowds of people surrounded it, and Mr. Arable had to drive very carefully in order not to run over anybody. At last he managed to reach the judge's stand. Avery jumped out and lowered his tailgate. "I'm scared to death," whispered Mrs. Zuckerman. "Hundreds of people are looking at us." "Cheer up," replied Mrs. Arable. "This is fun." "Unload your pig, please," said the loudspeaker. "All together now, boys," said Mr. Zuckerman. Several men stepped forward from the crowd to help lift the crate. Avery was the busiest helper of all. "Tuck your shirt in, Avery," cried Mrs. Zuckerman, "and tighten your belt. Your pants are coming down." "Can't you see I'm busy?" replied Avery in disgust. "Look," cried Fern, pointing. "There's Henry." "Don't shout, Fern," said her mother, "and don't point." "Can I please have some money?" asked Fern. "Henry invited me to go on the Ferris wheel again, only I don't think he has any money left. He ran out of money." Mrs. Arable opened her handbag. "Here," she said, "here's 40 cents. Now don't get lost, and be back on our regular meeting place by the pig pen very soon." Fern raced off, ducking and dodging through the crowd in search of Henry. "The Zuckerman pig is now being taken from his crate," boomed the voice on the loudspeaker. "Stand by for an announcement." Templeton crouched under the straw at the bottom of the crate. "What a lot of nonsense," muttered the rat. "What a lot of fuss about nothing." Over in the pig pen, silent and alone, Charlotte rested. Her two front legs embraced the egg sack. Charlotte could hear everything that was said on the loudspeaker. The words gave her courage. This was her hour of triumph. As Wilbur came out of the crate, the crowd clapped and cheered. Mr. Zuckerman took off his cap and bowed. Lurvy pulled a big handkerchief from his pocket and wiped the sweat from the back of his neck. Avery knelt in the dirt by Wilbur's side, busily stroking him and showing off. Mrs. Zuckerman and Mrs. Arable stood on the runway, the running board of the truck. "Ladies and gentlemen," said the loudspeaker, "we now present Mr. Homer L. Zuckerman's distinguished pig. The fame of this unique animal has spread to the far corners of the earth, attracting many valuable tourists to our great state. Many of you will recall the never-to-be-forgotten day last summer when the writing appeared mysteriously on the spider's web in the Mr. Zuckerman's barn, calling the attention of all and sundry to the fact that the pig was completely out of the ordinary. This miracle has never been fully explained, although learned men have visited the Zuckerman's pig pen to study and observe the phenomenon. In the last analysis, we simply know that we are dealing with supernatural forces here, and we should all feel proud and grateful. In the words of the spider's web, ladies and gentlemen, this is some pig." Wilbur blushed. He stood perfectly still and tried to look his best. "This magnificent animal," continued the loudspeaker, "is truly terrific. Look at him, ladies and gentlemen. Note the smoothness and whiteness of the coat. Observe the spotless skin, the healthy pink glow of ears and snout." "It's the buttermilk," whispered Mrs. Arable to Mrs. Zuckerman. "Note the general radiance of this animal. Then remember the day when the word radiant appeared clearly on the web. Whence came this mysterious writing? Not from the spider. We can rest assured of that. Spiders are very clever at weaving their webs, but needless to say, spiders cannot write."